God, the compassionate, the merciful. Praise be to the Lord of two worlds, and peace be upon the Master of prophets and messengers and his pure family and his companions. The arrival of the Hajj season must be regarded as a great festivity for the Islamic Ummah. The special opportunity these precious days provide every year for the world's Muslim is an elixir, which can remedy most of the problems and vulnerabilities of the Muslim world if its values is understood and exploited in a proper way. Hajj is the bubbling spring of God's benevolence. Every one of you fortunate pilgrims has got the great chance to truly cleanse your heart and soul through these rites, which are full of serenity and spirituality, and to take with you a good ration of this great source of mercy, honor, and power for the rest of your life. In this divine arena of learning and nurturance, you can fill yourself with humility before and submission to the merciful God, commitment to the duties assigned to all Muslims, elation and activity with regards to the affairs of this world and the other, forgiveness and mercy upon other Muslims, courage and self-esteem in the face of hardships, hope in God's assistance and His support in everything and everywhere, and in short, humane efforts and endurance like a Muslim would do. And take back your purified self, enriched by these beauties and blessed by such reserve, as a souvenir to your country, your nation, and eventually to the Islamic Ummah. Today, more than anything else, the Islamic Ummah needs people who can blend thought and action with faith, purity, and piety, and can, along with spiritual self-development, set up resistance against the ruthless enemies. This is the only way to save the great Islamic society from the old predicaments caused either by the enemies or by weak determination, faith, and insight. Undoubtedly, now it's time for the Muslims to awaken and find their identity. It's a fact that can be clearly understood by observing the challenges facing Muslim nations. It's exactly in these conditions that determination based on faith, trust in God, insight, and acumen can help Muslim nations overcome these challenges and determine their fate with honor and pride. The opposite front, who cannot tolerate the awakening and dignity of Muslims, has come on the scene with a vengeance and is using all its security, psychological, military, economic, and propaganda means in order to inhibit the Muslims and suppress them and to make them preoccupied with themselves. A look at the West Asian countries, from Pakistan and Afghanistan to Syria, Iraq and Palestine, the Persian Gulf Arab states, and also the North African countries from Libya, Egypt, and Tunisia to Sudan and other countries, reveals many truths. Civil wars, blind religious and sectarian fanaticism, political instabilities, the spread of brutal terrorism, the emergence of extremist groups and currents, which like savage tribes in history slice open people's chests and cut out their hearts, armed gangs who kill children and women, behead men and rape women, and they even sometimes do these disgusting, outrageous crimes in the name of religion. All of these are the result of evil and hegemonic plots by the foreign intelligence services and their regional allies, which take effect when the internal situation of the countries make them vulnerable to such plots and bring calamity and malady to their nations. Of course, in such circumstances, one cannot expect that the Muslim nations remedy all their material and spiritual shortcomings and achieve security, welfare, scientific progress, and global influence, which are the result of awakening and self-identification. This disastrous situation can abort Islamic awakening and undermine the mental agility in the Islamic world, and once again force the Muslim nations into a long period of stagnation, isolation, and decline, and cause their basic and important issues to sink into oblivion, including the liberation of Palestine and other Muslim nations from the interventions of the United States and the Zionist regime. The fundamental solution to this can be summed up in two key phrases, which are among the most significant lessons of the Hajj. First, Muslim unity and fraternity under the flag of monotheism. Second, knowing the enemy and confronting its plots and strategies. A great lesson of the Hajj is to improve the spirit of brotherhood and empathy. Here, even arguing with and offending others is forbidden. Wearing uniform clothing, performing identical rites, making the same moves, and behaving in a kind manner all mean equality and fraternity among those who believe in and are devoted to monotheism. This is Islam's clear message to any ideology and belief that regards a certain group of Muslims and believers in Kaaba and monotheism out of the circle of Islam. The Takfiri elements who are today being manipulated by the perfidious Zionists and their Western supporters, and who commit heinous crimes and shed the blood of Muslims and innocent people, and those self-proclaimed defenders of religion, those who call themselves clerics, and those who fan the flames of Shia-Sunni strife, must know that the Hajj pilgrimage shall invalidate their claims. I, like many other Islamic scholars and sympathizers with the Islamic Ummah, reiterate that any word or action which fans the flames of discord among Muslims and any insult to the sanctities of each one of the Muslim denominations or any act of takfirism against any Islamic denominations equals serving the camp of disbelievers and polytheism and betraying Islam and is religiously unlawful. Knowing the enemy and its strategies is the second important factor. First, we should not forget about the existence of a ruthless enemy. Performing the ritual of stoning the devil during the Hajj is a symbolic sign of this awareness. Second, one should not make a mistake in identifying the real enemy, which today is the global hegemony and the criminal Zionist network. Third, we should carefully identify the strategies of this malicious enemy, which include fomenting discord among Muslims, spreading political and moral corruption, threatening and enticing the elite, imposing economic pressure on other nations, and arousing doubts about Islamic beliefs. And we should identify those who follow them, knowingly or ignorantly. The hegemonic governments and the United States as their flag bearer exploit advanced propaganda tools to conceal their true faces and deceive public opinion in other countries through claims of advocating human rights and democracy. They claim to be defending the rights of other nations, while Muslim nations more than ever before feel the flames of their seditions with their bodies and souls. The oppressed nation of Palestine has been suffering for decades from the crimes of the Zionist regime and its supporters. In Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iraq, people have plunged into misery because of terrorism, which originates from the policies of the global arrogance and its regional allies. Syria has been ruthlessly targeted by arrogant powers and their regional allies and is plagued by a bloody civil war because of its support for the resistance front against the Zionist regime. In Bahrain and Myanmar, Muslims have been neglected while their enemies are being supported. Other nations are frequently threatened by the US and its allies with military strike or economic sanctions or acts of sabotage. A look at all these countries can reveal to all people throughout the world the true face of the leaders of global arrogance. All across the Islamic world, the political, cultural, and religious personalities must feel obliged to reveal these facts. This is the moral and religious responsibility of all of us. North African states, which are unfortunately affected by deep internal divisions in present times, should pay attention to this responsibility and more than other countries. They should pay more attention to the issue of knowing the enemy and its strategies and plots. The continuation of these conflicts among nationalist orientations and Muslims' negligence about the threat of domestic wars in these countries is a great danger, the losses from which cannot be compensated anytime soon. We, of course, have no doubts that nations who have stood up against global arrogance and who have realized Islamic awakening will not, by Allah's favor, allow the clock to be turned back and the era of corrupt, dependent rulers and dictators to repeat itself. However, failing to heed the role of hegemonic powers in creating discord and launching destructive interventions will create a difficult situation for them and will cause a very long delay in achieving an era of dignity, security, and welfare. We believe from the bottom of our hearts in the capability of the nations and in the power, determination, faith, and foresight which God has offered to the masses of people. And for more than three decades, we have witnessed this in the Islamic Republic of Iran and have experienced it with our hearts and souls. Our determination is an invitation to all Muslim nations to this experience of their brothers in this dignified and indefatigable country. I ask Allah the Exalted to bestow peace on Muslims and to foil the enemy's plots. I ask Him to accept your Hajj pilgrimage and to bestow physical and spiritual health on you. I ask Him to grant you, pilgrims of the Holy House of God, abundant spiritual blessings. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy. Sayyid Ali Khamenei, 9th of Zilhajjah, 1434 on the lunar calendar, 14th of October, 2013.